All right, it is 521 at WFMD and WFMD.com. And this, my friends, is a look at the five hottest stories in America. If it affects your wallet or your public safety, your overall well-being, we are going to talk about it right here on the Top 5 at 5. And we do start off with crime because I'm hearing that we're not being told the full story about what crime really looks like in the United States of America. Figure that. And just down the road in Washington, D.C., new numbers this morning suggest crime in the nation's capital is on the increase without being prosecuted. Fox's David Spunt has a deep dive on this and more information from the DOJ.
Fox News reviewed data from the U.S. Attorney's Office for D.C., and last fiscal year, two-thirds of those arrested were not charged. That's 67%. Of the more than 15,000 arrests reviewed, just over 10,000 were not prosecuted. The majority, misdemeanors. Sources inside the U.S. Attorney's Office insist violent crime is a priority, telling Fox News, "We continue to prosecute violent crime in the District of Columbia as aggressively as ever. In 2022, we charged roughly 90% of the most serious violent crime arrests and routinely continued to investigate the small percentage we were not able to immediately charge."
Yeah, I was going back and forth with a former employee of WFMD on Messenger the other day about crime numbers and what they really look like. And of course, this guy works for a very woke juvenile justice advocacy center. And his argument was that crime has been decreasing since the 1990s. I don't know what game he's watching, but the game I'm watching, the game of reality, says that crime is up across the board. President Biden this week signed a bill blocking a Democratic overhaul of D.C.'s crime laws. WFMD time coming up on 5:23. There we go. It's now 5:23. Six school districts across the country are suing social media companies for the alarming rise in mental health issues among students. Fox's Mark Meredith reports in Washington, D.C.
In Bucks County, Pennsylvania, officials say they're spending more money and resources to treat suffering students. The suit, filed last week, alleges more children have been acting out as a result of the decline defendants caused in mental, emotional, and social health among youth. Some cyber safety experts believe the lawsuits are long overdue. Meta, Facebook and Instagram's parent company, says it already offers a wide range of protections for users, especially teens. Meta's global head of safety telling Fox, quote, "We don't allow content that promotes suicide, self-harm, or eating disorders, and of the content we remove or take action on, we identify over 99% of it before it's reported to us."
TikTok is also facing the lawsuit as its CEO heads to Capitol Hill for a hearing tomorrow. WFMD time is 5:24. You're listening to the Top 5 at 5. Actress turned influencer Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow, rather, is in Utah, is in Utah, accused of running down a man on a ski slope and then leaving the scene. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow arrived at the Park City Courthouse facing a lawsuit for a 2016 ski accident at the Deer Valley Resort. Retired Army optometrist Dr. Terry Sanderson is suing Paltrow for $300,000. He claims the actress left him on the mountain with a brain injury and four broken ribs.
Distracted skiers cause crashes. Defendant Gwyneth Paltrow knew that looking up the mountain and to the side while skiing down the mountain was dangerous.
Paltrow's attorney claims Sanderson crashed into her, and she only left after Sanderson told her he was okay.
All right, Paltrow has filed a countersuit against Sanderson looking for $1 as well as attorney fees. WFMD time is 5:25. Meanwhile, the Dinwiddie Commonwealth Attorney Office in Virginia releasing video Tuesday of seven deputies and three hospital workers piling on top of a 28-year-old man, a black man named Ivo Otieno, ultimately leading to his death. He was scheduled for a transfer to a Central State Hospital on March 6. Otieno's mother, Carolyn Oko, is celebrating the 10 people's arrest.
"Those 10 monsters, those 10 criminals, I was happy to hear that they were indicted. And that is just the beginning step."
All right, all 10 people involved in Otieno's death have been charged with second-degree murder. Attorneys for the defendants are vowing to fight the charges. WFMD time is 5:26. Well, the NBA and the world of sports lost a legend on Tuesday.
The Hall of Famer played all 10 of his NBA seasons in New York with career averages of 19 points and 13 rebounds per game. Reed was named to the All-NBA team five times and won the MVP in the 1969-70 season. Reed won two NBA championships as well with the Knicks, with his most famous moment coming during Game 7 of the 1970 Finals against the Lakers. After suffering a thigh injury in Game 5 and missing Game 6, Reed shocked the crowd at Madison Square Garden when he walked onto the court for warm-ups. He inspired his team by scoring the Knicks' first two buckets of the game and was named Finals MVP as New York captured the title. Reed later coached the Knicks and held NBA management and college coaching jobs. Willis Reed was 80 years old.
All right, and of course, Eric Messersmith reporting on Willis Reed. Bad job because of a bad lead-in by this guy right here, and I apologize. I'll try to do better next time. That, my friends, is a look at your top five at five, the five hottest stories in America, as chosen by yours truly. We have traffic on the sevens, traffic and weather together, and then we'll go to the newsroom with Max Odell, all straight ahead right here on the Talk of Mid-Maryland, 930 WFMD and WFMD.com.
930 WFMD, business update.
All right, it's time to bring on Chris Murray, the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick, and the host of Your Financial Editor. You could hear that show on Saturdays right here on WFMD. Chris, good morning to you. Markets closing in positive territory for Tuesday.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. It was a good day. The Dow was up 316 points, the S&P 500 up 51 points, and the NASDAQ up 184 points. That's a 1.5% gain for the NASDAQ. So a couple of nice days in a row now with the three major stock indices.
You know, I was watching Janet Yellen talk the other day for some reason. I was watching her talk yesterday at some type of conference she was at. And it's clear to me that she has no clue what the hell is happening, Chris. Honestly, she's trying to calm Americans on banking issues, and she's not even sure herself.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people share your sentiment. They did, you know, when she was at the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. And then, of course, she was chair of the Federal Reserve and didn't instill confidence and made poor decisions. And, you know, they just recycled her and brought her back now as a Treasury Secretary. She was speaking before the American Bankers Association yesterday, and she was defending the government's intervention and all the things that they're doing, which basically they've thrown out the rule book. Things aren't going through Congress. They're just saying that if we have to, we'll back other banks' deposits as well. Not just the $250,000 FDIC insurance level, but like we saw them do with Silicon Valley and Signature Bank and others, that, you know, we'll just back all the money out there. Well, that's impossible. Everybody knows that. It's trillions of dollars, and all they would do is just print it to back it up. And that's all that they're good at. We've seen that, just spending money. So, you know, it's a shame. You look at these, like I say, these folks that have thrown the rule book out, and they're just making things up as they go. It's extremely dangerous for the country.
Yeah, it certainly is. Chris Murray with us at 5:51. Chris, Biden doubling down on the new environmental, social, governance, investment rules, ESG.
Yeah, the ESG thing, you know, where they're forcing it. Obviously, it doesn't work on its own. People's eyes have been opened as to what's being done with their money in mutual funds or through their TSP plan or whatever it may be, their 401k. And what happened is a typical Biden-Obama-type philosophy. We saw this during the Obama administration. They can't get things passed through Congress, so they go through agencies that they control because of the people that they appointed to run those agencies. So that's what they did with the ESG stuff as far as investments through the Department of Labor. Both houses of Congress voted against it. And he said, I don't care. He, being Biden, said, I don't care. I'm going to veto your opinions, and we are going to force ESG. So, you know, it's just like all the other in the name of climate, by the way. Mm-hmm. So it's just like all the other garbage. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. So they have to try to bribe you or force you to do it so that they get their way.
All right, Chris. Good news from the housing sector were home sales bouncing back in February.
Yeah, existing home sales reversed a 12-month slide in February, as you said. So that was really good. According to the National Association of Realtors, existing home sales were up 14.5% from where they were in January of this year. So that was really good news. Year over year, they were still negative. They were down 22.6%. But we'll take that month-over-month gain. A lot of people were forced into chasing contracts because they've been fearful that the Federal Reserve is going to continue raising interest rates, and obviously that makes their mortgages higher.
All right, Chris, it's 5:53. What are you watching today?
Mortgage apps, oil inventory data, and we'll get the conclusion of that two-day Federal Reserve meeting. Expectations are they're going to raise interest rates a quarter of a point, although some people are arguing that they're going to pause because of all the chaos that's happened the last couple of weeks in the financial sector.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. We'll be watching that closely, and we'll talk to you next hour when the morning mayor joins us. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, 5:54 at WFMD.